taking another look. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The White House says it's reevaluating its relationship with one of the world's top oil producers.
In light of OPEC reducing oil production, President Biden has told advisors not to be afraid to think anew about the bilateral relationship with Saudi Arabia.
And to take a look to see if that relationship is where it needs to be and that it is serving our national security interests.
National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby says no decisions have been made and there will be consultation with Congress. Lawmakers from both parties have raised concerns about U.S. arms sales to Saudi Arabia and proposed legislation to limit OPEC's influence on the oil market. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Earlier today, the president met virtually with the leaders of the G7 nations to discuss the renewed attacks by Russia on Ukraine, the leaders pledging they will continue to stand firm with Ukraine for as long as it takes. Get a COVID booster by Halloween for the best protection during the holidays. That's the advice from the White House COVID response team.
These updated vaccines should provide a much higher level of protection against infection, against transmission, and certainly against serious illness and hospitalizations and deaths.
COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says the U.S. has the tools, both from vaccines and treatments, to largely eliminate serious illness and death from the virus, but stresses that's only the case if people do their part. And the White House wading into the controversy surrounding a member of the Los Angeles City Council caught on leaked audio using racist and offensive comments.
The language that was used and tolerated during that conversation was unacceptable, and it was appalling. They should all step down.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the former council president, Nuri Martinez, resigned for her leadership post and is on leave. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New York's attorney general changes the rules of the state gun buyback program after someone cashed in on a loophole.
An unidentified seller exploited a big flaw when he turned in dozens of firearms parts made with a 3D printer, pocketing $21,000 in gift cards. The man was entitled to $350 for each part, plus a $100 premium because they were deemed ghost guns due to a lack of serial numbers. Attorney General Letitia James swiftly closed the loophole, giving buyback administrators more discretion to determine the value of firearms turned in, and 3D printed guns are now eligible only if they're capable of firing more than once. The seller says money was not his primary motivation, telling the Associated Press he did it to show buyback programs are ridiculously stupid in an era of printable weapons. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
An NFL star facing a criminal investigation following a post-game incident.
Las Vegas Raiders receiver Davante Adams apologized while speaking to reporters Monday after being caught on video shoving a photographer who came up to him after the Raiders lost to the Kansas City Chiefs.
That was just frustration mixed with him running and literally just running in front of me. And that was... Shouldn't have responded that way.
Now the Kansas City Police Department confirming that Photog filed a police report against Adams claiming to be a victim of assault. Authorities say the man did go to the hospital after the shove, suffering non-life-threatening injuries. In addition to a criminal probe, Adams is also facing discipline from the NFL for the incident. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
NASA says the spacecraft that plowed into a small asteroid millions of miles away was successful in shifting its orbit in a test to see if the Earth could be saved from a potentially deadly impact. The DART spacecraft carved a crater into the asteroid last month, sending debris into space and creating a comet-like trail of dust and rubble for several thousand miles. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says they're trying to be ready for whatever the universe throws at us. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.